There's a lot going on around Atlanta this weekend. To learn more about these events, I recently spoke with Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine.
Well, Actors Express at King Plow Arts Center on the West Side is presenting Rent. It opens this Friday. And this is Jonathan Larson's rock musical. When it debuted on Broadway in 1996, it won the Tony Award for Best Musical and a Pulitzer Prize for Drama. This is a story about young, starving artists and musicians trying to survive in New York during the time of HIV/AIDS.
What is the time and ticket information for that show?
Performances of Rent are Wednesdays through Fridays at 8 o'clock, Saturdays at 2 and 8, and Sundays at 2, and tickets start at $26. For opening night, tickets are $40, and it includes a reception with the cast.
So Rent opens this weekend, but Avenue Q is coming to a close. Who's staging that?
Horizon Theater is presenting Avenue Q, and this runs through Sunday.
So most people know Avenue Q is not a children's puppet show. What should people expect?
Well, you know, it's more like Sesame Street meets The Simpsons, but it's won the Triple Crown for the Tonys, Best Musical, Best Score, Best Book in 2003, so it's really a great production.
And when can the grown-ups go see the show?
Well, times and tickets vary. They start at $30, and this is at the Conant Performing Arts Center at the Oglethorpe campus, and this is the old Georgia Shakespeare venue, and they've continued Georgia Shakespeare's tradition of picnicking before the show. The veranda opens 2 hours before the show, and you can bring your own food and beverage or order from them in advance.
Let's transition to something a bit more family-friendly. What do you have in mind for this weekend?
Well, this is a weekend for one of the free Roswell Riverside concerts presented by the City of Roswell. And this is an annual free series at Riverside Park, usually held on the first Saturday of the month. But this month, because of July 4th holiday, it's going to be held this Saturday. The performer is River Wireless. It's a band from Asheville, North Carolina. They've been featured on NPR's World Cafe, and they've been in Pace Magazine.
I love that magic word, free, but in this case, are there hidden costs like parking, or should people bring things to make themselves comfortable?
There are no hidden costs. Even the parking is free. Oh. There are a couple of food trucks there if you want to buy food, but you can also bring your own food or alcohol. There are no restrictions on chairs or coolers. You can even bring your dog.
What time?
The concert starts at 7, and this series runs through October.
What if people want to enjoy an indoor show this weekend?
Chasin' Dim Blues opened yesterday at True Colors Theater at the Southwest Arts Center, and this will run through August 2nd.
The name of the show makes me ask, does it mix music and theater in an unusual way?
Well, this story is all about music, so it's definitely a mix of theater and music. It's really tracing the history of the blues. Specifically, it's about Paramount Records, which is an American label that was best known for recordings of African-American jazz and blues in the 20s and 30s. And they featured artists like Ma Rainey and Blind Lemon Jefferson.
And what do people need to know if they want to catch a show?
Tickets start at $20. Most performances are at 8 o'clock, but they have matinees on Saturday, Sunday, and some weekdays.
That was Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine with some of this weekend's events. For more information on any of these events, you can visit us online at wabe.org/preview.